Greece passes controversial cuts, and Bank of America settles a big lawsuit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the trading day. Coming up, two big developments in two big business stories this morning and big implications. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow up 29 points or 0.25% at 12,218. The NASDAQ basically flat and the S&P 500 up about 0.33%. Shares of General Mills, though, are down about 1% this morning after the food giant said the price it pays for ingredients to make soups and cereals will jump 10% this fiscal year. Okay, let's get to Greece. In the last hour, the country's parliament passed a controversial austerity bill that had been demanded by the European Union and the IMF in order for Greece to get more bailout money and avoid default. The reaction on the streets of Athens has been violent. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is here live with the latest. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So tell us what's happening there.
Well, the parliament passed the austerity measure by a fairly narrow margin, 155 votes to 138. It has a further hurdle to clear. Parliamentarians vote tomorrow on implementing the package. If it does come into force, it will seek to reduce the Greek deficit by some $45 billion. This is a package of tax increases, spending cuts and state-owned asset sales. This will at least ensure that Greece will get the next chunk of the bailout money by the middle of July, so they won't default yet. Whether these measures will be implemented in full, though, is doubtful. 80% of the Greek people are said to oppose them.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard live in London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, now to another big story breaking this morning. Bank of America has agreed to pay a group of investors $8.5 billion to settle a lawsuit over mortgage-backed securities that went bad in the housing bust. For more on the significance of this, let's bring in Richard DeKayser. He's an economist with the Parthenon Group, and he's with us live from Boston, as he is every Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Richard, how big of a deal is this settlement?
Well, I think it's a pretty big deal. You know, for the past 2 years, the Federal Reserve has been pumping cash into the banking system, and they've been making money, and their capital levels, which is the pool of funds set aside to cover for loan losses, basically, is at the highest level in over half a century. But lending has still been tight. One of the reasons, among others, is simply that the uncertainty related to these litigations has put a big inhibition on firms' lending. So beginning to resolve this, putting hard numbers where previously there was mush, I think is going to help them move past this event and ultimately lend more money.
But this settlement doesn't end all the uncertainty for banks, right? This is just the beginning.
Well, it is. You know, earlier this year, Bank of America announced that it had an upside potential liability of about $30 billion. So in that regard, this is only a beginning, and other institutions are surely lining up behind them.
And Richard, why are the banks here responsible for these mortgage investments that went bad? If I buy a stock and it plummets, that's my tough luck, right? I mean, what's different here?
Well, the difference here is that the representation of those investments, in other words, the mortgage securities were not accurately represented. Maybe the documentations on the mortgages themselves were not as good as they were said to have been, or at least that's the allegation. So the implication here is that they're basically conceding the point, trying to move on. And this is a big change because earlier this year, the position of Bank of America and others was fight till the very end. Now it seems like they're more eager to move on.
Richard DeKayser, economist with the Parthenon Group, thanks so much as always.
My pleasure. Take care.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Now to the world of professional basketball, which is on the verge of its first work stoppage since the 1990s. The NBA's collective bargaining agreement expires tomorrow, and players and owners still haven't reached a deal, so they might be about to join the National Football League in lockout land. For more on this, let's bring in Henry Abbott from ESPN.com's True Hoop blog. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Henry, from the outside, it looks like a bunch of rich guys, whether they be owners or players, arguing over millions of dollars. Is there any reason that I shouldn't see it that way?
It is definitely, you know, it's billionaires versus millionaires, and nobody in this fight is going to go hungry no matter what happens.
And what's at stake? We're talking about 50-50 split or 57-43. Is that basically what they're arguing over?
They have long had a system where players get 57% of what's called basketball-related income, and the notion is that as basketball earns the league more money, players earn more money. Now, what's happening in these negotiations is that's changing because giving the players that percentage of the income is too painful for owners, and they want to reduce that or change the structure entirely so that they pay players more of a fixed cost instead of letting players have such a big chunk of the money as it comes in.
Is there the risk of losing fans in the long term if these lockouts, both in the NFL and the NBA, drag out?
Oh, sure. American fans have a bit of a rocky history of turning on NBA players. And so the league has done a great job. They have tremendous young stars, and fans are very excited about these players right now. If they have them locked out and we see those pictures of these guys in their Armani suits walking across the sidewalk saying, no, they're not paying us enough, we won't work for you, it doesn't help. And so I think the league and the players are both cognizant of that. If they embitter fans to a league that they sometimes don't love as much as they might, it could really hurt.
Henry Abbott, a senior writer with ESPN.com's True Hoop blog, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, to Austria, where a big air show gets underway later this week, and authorities are worried about storks, that they could be a danger to the airplanes in the show. But officials aren't allowed to shoot the birds, and their attempts to lure them away with food haven't worked, so they're turning to Plan C. About 24 soldiers will stare down the birds to intimidate them. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson, on Twitter at Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad app.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.